When President Obama signed the health care bill into law today, he reauthorized the Indian Health Care Improvement Act, something that hadn't been done in two decades. The reauthorization was rolled into the broader health care package passed by the Senate and House. The president's Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, says it's been a long time coming.
We need to live up to these historic commitments, which frankly have been left on the wayside, recognize that the health disparities in Indian country are quite shocking.
Sebelius says among the changes the White House hopes to make is elevating the job of running the Indian Health Service from an agency director to an assistant secretary. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski has worked to update the Indian Health Care Act since she went to Washington 8 years ago. She says the fact that the act has now been permanently reauthorized gives it more solid footing and finally improves it.
Think about how healthcare has changed since the last time we had the healthcare reauthorization. We really had no provisions in the Indian Healthcare Act as it related to behavioral health. We didn't have anything in there as it related to long-term care. So I think what permanent authorization means is that we will take it up again as we see changes.
As a Republican, Murkowski voted against the health care bill President Obama signed into law today. That put her in the position of voting against the Indian health care reauthorization she had advocated. Andy Tuber is the chairman and president of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. He says funds for behavioral health programs are crucial, as are funds for fetal alcohol spectrum disorders and domestic violence prevention. He says the Obama administration seems to realize there's been a problem with IHS contract support funding. Tuber says it's one of the only agencies that has been historically underfunded for the services they provide.
The fact that this is taking place now is a signal that we're going to have more parity among those other agencies in delivering health care to the constituents that we serve on the Alaska Native Health side and North Indian Health Service.
Tuber is also the president of the Kodiak Native Association. He says there is a serious backlog of health facility construction projects in rural Alaska that may now get funding.
I can tell you that there are, approaching $100 million worth of backlog facilities in rural Alaska that need construction funds and need support in order to be built.
Tuber says these include rural sanitation, healthcare facilities, as well as transportation infrastructure.